line.
Do you know any terms for a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
Biracial.
Do you know, have you ever heard the term bright, speaking about a child?
Like if it, I mean, with his mind, it's not right, bright. You've heard people saying things like that, huh?
But never, according to race, you've never heard that?
No. Oh, and this colored lady that helps me some, this is, she's a bright color. You know, what she means by that is she's not black. Is that what you mean by that? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And most of them don't like to be black. They want to be the bronzy color. Mm-hmm. When they're black, I don't know of anything they can do about it.
Somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways, and when he gets into town, he's very conspicuous. What would you call that person?
Well, that sometimes called a hillbilly, and that's somebody called a country girl or a country boy or something like that.
At a party, you look at your watch, and it's about 11:30 or 11:45. What would you say? It's what, midnight?
Almost midnight.
You slip and catch yourself. You say, that's a dangerous place. I
almost fell.
If somebody's waiting for you to get ready, so to go somewhere, and he calls out, he says, will you be ready soon? You would say, yeah,
I'll be ready soon. Mm-hmm. I'm almost ready.
Or
addressed.
If you say, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You would ask,
how much further?
If you want to know how many times, you say, how, what?
Often.
Mm-hmm. This is my
Ford.
And this is my
hair.
Men who have
beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it?
Behind his ear.
Mm-hmm. If he was left-handed, he'd keep it behind his
left ear. Mm-hmm.
If someone's mumbling, you say, open your
mouth and talk.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your
neck.
What is a goozle?
It's the bone that works up and down there.
You have a dentist look at your
teeth.
And he says he has to fill that cavity in that
tooth.
The flesh around the teeth.
It gums.
You could hold that baby bird in the
palm of your hand.
He got mad and doubled up both
fists.
He shook his
fist.
Any place you can bend your finger or your hand
is a joint.
The upper part of a man's body is called his
torso.
He's got broad
shoulders.
They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
You have a left and a right
hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
At the end of your leg, is your
heel.
At the other end is
your heel. Or foot.
Mm-hmm. And you have two
feet.
I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
knee or shin.
What is the when the ground is too cold or too muddy to sit on? You might get down and look at something.